Episode 8.
This is how every episode starts. It's like, what did we do already? Wolfcast episode.
Eric,
Dave,
Matthew.
As usual, it's been a while.
Not gonna sing about it this time.
Christmas came.
Yep.
And left, and New Year's came and left. It's 2004, guys.
2004.
2014.
Yep. How long, actually,
do we think we'd live?
That,
not this long.
I have surpassed that dramatically. How long have we actually been a band?
2.5 years.
I watched
longer than that. I'm pretty sure we started when I was in my old apartment, which was 2009.
It wasn't. It was.
Or 10.
Because I watched Matthew Winkler's solo show with Careers in Science January 30th, 2011. So that would have been almost 3 years ago. When Will was in the band, he left like, what, a month after that? That was the show.
That was our first show.
It was the first show. We were a band for a full
thing. Yeah, but we weren't doing it.
We started the April before that, the 2010. That was when we started. That was when you auditioned me. It was like that March, April area. So then a band for...
A while.
Coming up on our 3 year show anniversary then.
I joined just after that, didn't I?
Yep. Will quit on our second show.
That was the Spencer incident.
Mm-hmm. That was Will's last show.
That's what I thought.
Poor boy Shakedown.
Because when I joined, it was still...
Matt's first show, I remember very clearly, was February 24th.
Because it's 10 days after the saddest day of the year.
By your calendar.
Well, Justin Timberlake's playing at ACC on Valentine's Day, and I plan on going alone.
That it will be the saddest day of
any
year.
I can't wait to get you off of my mind, good looking. Cry myself to sleep in a wine box.
Yeah, like 3 years, man. It's, yeah, it's impressive.
As long as I got my pizza pie. Sorry, I had to get there. We got pizza coming?
A little brief pause.
Mm. No.
Pizza. I'll chew into the microphone.
Yeah, let's chew directly into it.
That will...
That's your pizza then?
No. I've had to suppress my, like, dysphonia when it comes to, like, chewing. Because I got a guy right next to me in class, and it's just like sitting next to a rhino.
Dysphonia was my least favorite Who record.
I feel like that didn't deserve to be said as loudly as it did.
Well, he had to get it picked up in the microphone. That's how jokes are made. Pizza's here!
I don't know what's in that medium-sized box, but I can't wait to see.
It's the closest thing that garlic fingers has been able to find.
Oh, that's the best.
They won't even give you a full one, which is bullshit.
Just give you a garlic knuckle.
Yeah, essentially. It's like a half moon, they call it.
I gave a girl a garlic knuckle in high school. Not proud of that joke.
a Jeff Garland knuckle?
That was a Jeff Garland reference. These are garlic fingers. The hand is webbed.
Right now, listeners, I'm going to eat some garlic fingers.
No, it's half moon cheesy bread. This is so fucking stupid. Call it what it is.
I'm sorry, is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
Breaking my dawn.
Breaking my dawn. She said dong.
Yeah. Banana. Breaking dong.
Good one, all by yourself.
Jesse, we need to fluff.
You guys finished that show?
Nope. Yep.
What? Where have you been?
I wasn't on it when like the train started. I literally just started.
You missed a train episode?
Does he have cancer yet? So I was wasted in a convenience store the other day.
Good start to any story, by the way.
I also didn't, I mean, I don't see these anymore, which is why like, I couldn't help myself. but they had like an actual pornography section, like DVDs.
Oh yeah.
And my friend was like, I think, I can't remember what she's with, like cigarettes or something. And I just like pull out like Cum Blaster 6. I'm like, excuse me.
That's a good one.
Do I have to see Cum Blaster 5 to understand what's going on? And the guy goes, no. Which makes me think I'm not the first person to ask that question.
No, it's a reboot. Don't worry.
I think it's more of a reimagining. Cum Blaster is actually like more of like a code name. Passed like amongst Cum Blasters, you know?
Yeah. Actually, it's actually a technique where if you move your vegetables from your from your fridge to your freezer like every couple days, your cucumbers last like significantly longer.
Cucumber Blasters.
Isn't Christopher Lambert in Cum Blaster 5?
I think it was 2. It was a little older.
There can be only one.
Okay, I'll just wait for another 3 and get the box set. Yeah.
Mm, the anthology?
Yeah. Yeah, Cum Blasters 1 through 9. They couldn't make 10.
Apparently the studio fucked a lot with it. And like the director's cut is what you want. Mm.
Yeah. He's got all the unseen footage.
If I ever make pornography, I'm going to have director's commentary for sure.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you gotta, like... It would be my parents critiquing my work.
Not your work, your life decisions.
Mm. Well, yeah.
One would lead to the other.
Yeah.
Go talk. I'm gonna write a fucking porno tonight.
That is not real talk. We need to talk about what real talk means.
Does real talk mean you're gonna do it? Does real talk mean you're gonna do it?
Bluff called. Accepted. Go for it, Matt.
I'm gonna write a porno tonight. Pound sign. Real Tizox, I'm writing a porn tonight. It's gonna be 4 pages long, and it's gonna be
live tweeting.
Live tweeted hashtag Real Talk with 3 Z's and 3 X's.
We really
gotta write a porn.
We really gotta make pound sign catch on.
Pound sign, man. Pound sign Real Talk.
That's pound sign Real Talk.
Pound sign Happy New Year 2014. Pound sign resolutions. Pound sign gym membership. Pound sign cancel my gym membership. Pound sign ellipses elliptical, man. I'm saying I keep waiting to get on the elliptical. There's always a wait. Every January, there's a wait to get on the elliptical. I just want to work on my cardio. I want to get home. I want to finish my porno. I want to shoot that shit. Hashtag.
Did you pound sign into a hashtag?
Yes.
Pound tag.
Pound tag hashtag. You know when, like, you're inspired... Like, Quentin Tarantino's inspired by, like, spaghetti westerns, you're in Django. Kung Fu movies, you're in some Kill Bill, right? You know you're inspired. I watch so much porno that I can write the most motherfucking best porno that you ever say.
Porno.
You wouldn't even need Cum Blasters 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, and 12. None of that. You just gotta watch Cum Blasters 1, the reimagining, written and directed by Matthew Winkler, and you will... Never want to see another Cum Blast again.
And what I like about the Winkler Cum Blast is that he doesn't just forget about Cum Blasters 1 through 6. He just builds on it. You know, you gotta use continuity and history, like, you know, as a tool. Not something to just be...
My favorite part is at the opening when he sort of does the whole time paradox.
He does the whole.
Yeah. Because I got the thing I fucking always hate when they... reboot Cum Blast is that, like, I don't want it to be an origin story.
Yeah.
Well, guys, you know, it's because, like,
you know, we're here seeing it. We know it's not, you know, we know there's been 6 movies. We don't need to retell one again. No. And he jumps into it and he doesn't pander. He doesn't talk down. Mm. He's just like, yo, mid-scene, we know what's up.
We know it's Cum Blasters.
The problem is, if I did an origin
story... We know what he's blasting.
If I did the origin story, it would be kidding.
That's why we can't.
And I don't want to get into that. So we're gonna go straight. Fuck the origin. I don't want to get to the where it started. I want to get exactly. to where it's at.
You gotta be.
Guys, like, I'm here. Ask
we
me.
Don't want to start with the origin. We want to start with the orgy.
Orgy. Orgasm story, man.
No, the time paradox.
It's the faces he's not hitting.
The time paradox that accepted all of Cum Blasters 1 through 5 as continuity.
The cameo appearances by many, many prompts.
You did not think of my orgasm joke.
And still made Cum Blaster 6 a reboot while being continuity.
Mm.
Genius.
Guys, I'm glad that you guys appreciate my work. I've worked really hard on it. It's 2015, in case you guys are wondering. It's been a full year since the last podcast. We edited this down. I've written the best porno of all time.
I understand that you were actually... Cum Blasters 1, spelled O-N-E, which is how you know it's...
The only one. Cum Blasters...
Which is how you know it's the reboot.
Yeah.
I understand that you were the first porn to ever use the helicopter cam.
Well, when you're fucking in a helicopter, what other camera can you use, guys?
Come on. I don't know. I mean, like... Did you at all think, like, a handy cam would work?
No, well, you're using both your hands. You can't use a handy cam. Come on. These are amateur questions. Is there someone here who wants to ask a real question? You can't use a You have to use a helicopter camera if you're fucking in a helicopter. You can't use a hand camera when you're jerking off two dudes. You can't. It's science. it's science. I'm seriously going to write one. Like, this is the end of the conversation, but, like, I'm going to write a porn this year.
Okay.
Has a pizza boy been done before?
No.
No?
I don't think perfect. So.
I had this idea.
It would make sense, because they deliver.
Yeah.
It's like a twist on the mailman angle.
Mailman, milkman, paper boy, pizza boy, just any service.
And they often put sausage on pizza. Sausage is like a... So like a sex term for your penis, so it can be like, hey,
did you order
extra sausage? Because that would mean it's like a lost sausage.
It's bigger, and if they already had sausage on the pizza, you say, yeah, I ordered sausage. But you say extra, they'd be like, you put extra sausage. And they're curious.
Mm-hmm. But then they open up the box, and it's actually his penis.
It's his dick inside of it.
Yeah, which ruins the pizza, so it's really she can't say no at
this
point.
She can eat because three quarters of it. Like, she could still eat up to, like, everything except, like, two, maybe three slices if it's flopping around.
Mm.
So she still gets a decent amount of pizza. But when she eats that sixth slice, she's like, I'm getting into dog territory.
They would be irritated by the time the pizza arrived, because if you were to slice that hole in the center of the pizza, I mean, the cheese would be so hot it would drip through.
The way for the pizza to get cold.
Right, which means that the delivery is taking longer than previously agreed upon.
Right.
So, feel like that's your first hurdle. When you show up, they're like, where the fuck were you?
Well, you need to have...
And you're like, whoa, did you order extra sausage? And she's like, no. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, just open it and double check. She's like, I don't need a double check. I said no sausage. Why is there extra on it? Why are you late?
I'm vegetarian.
And he's like, it'll all make sense if you open the fucking box.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, whoa, don't talk to me. Like, this is going to be a tough one to write.
Yeah. I don't think I should have Pizza Boy. Pizza Boy has never been done before.
I
know why it's never been done.
Yeah.
It's because of things like that. See, like, this is why there's a lot of writers when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if anyone should not be allowed to write a porno about pizza delivery, it's Eric Burke.
What? Yeah.
Because you have just, like, a swath of terrible pizza delivery stories.
I can't suspend disbelief.
I feel like Eric's pizza thing would be like, he called for a girl pizza... And she'd be like, oh, you want to get it from our guy pizza store. So he called the guy pizza. And they go, oh, they already placed your order at the girl pizza store.
I don't want to talk about poor pizza delivery stories.
So then he goes back to the girl pizza store. And they're like, well, I wanted a girl pizza.
Can I imagine him? Then he won't be able to eat the pizza.
Yeah. Well, I already ate it in full. But remember the time the pizza guy, like, did a full face plant?
Right.
While we were Skyping?
Yeah. I was Skyping with Eric and the pizza guy came. And he was, like, really, like, freaking weird about everything.
Yeah, because he knew he was late.
Like, no, I'm not. You gotta pay for this pizza. And Eric's like, well, no, you're late. Like, I don't have to. And he's like, no, you don't want it? Fine, you don't get it. And, like, he started running away. And Eric's like, come.
This is last winter. This is my old apartment, which had the really narrow alley.
Right.
And it was, like, it was icy. And I was like, dude, don't, like, where are you going? And he started, like, to run up the stairs. I was like, that's a bad idea. Like, it's all concrete, and it's like, you know, there was that weird, like, ledge that's already hard to navigate.
Yeah.
So, like, I, like, kind of, like, stepped forward at him. I was like, no, like, hey, whoa, calm down. And he started freaking out. He's like, no. He's like, I'll call the police. Like, do whatever you want. Like, fucking chill the fuck out, man. And he was running down the alley, and I know that there's, like, a protruding pipe. And I was like, you've got to stop running. He's like, and he said, I can't remember what he said now, but he was like, really upset, and he clipped his shoulder, fucking the pizza went flying. He fell into like the all the like the ice and the ground, and he's all like fucking cut up, and he's like trying to get up, and I'm like trying to help him, and he's like screaming and kicking at me, and it's like this narrow alley, like more narrow than my shoulder, so I can't really even move, and he's just like crawling up the alley and like pushing the pizza away, which I already don't want because there's rocks and ice in it, and it's like okay, man. And like he like got up and just like fucking like he's like bloodily went to his car, and I'm just being like, where are you going? Like, fucking, what are you like? What's up?
I have $20.
And he like, yeah, and he like gets in his car and like drives off, and then like I call Pizza Pizza. I'm like, your cab driver just like fucking face planted in my alley, like whatever. The, ran away. I was like, why would they ever do that? I said, you don't make him pay for the pizza, do you? And they're like, no, like that. No, there's no repercussions at all. Like, there was no reason for any of it. It was a complete overreaction in every aspect. Yeah. Like, it actually made no sense. I don't know what his problem was.
Worried. Hope he's okay.
Did you ever research?
Because the next time I ordered a pizza, because I was like, well, I smelt my fucking pizza. Mm. Like, I'm hungry, and like, okay. Next time you order whatever, and like he showed up. And I was like, oh, you're late. And he's like, you know, like, ugh. I was like, no, I'm just kidding. It's whatever. Like,
gun shy.
Seriously, get off my property. You're a piece of shit.
You terrified me.
Yeah.
Do you ever research, like, who lived there before you?
I know who lived there before me.
Was it a murderer?
No. Nothing weird. Where he may have, you know.
They would have imagined, like, he walked, was like, not this place, and like flashbacks to him like
in the old Johnson place.
Yeah. Narrowly avoiding capture. Like, why would you ever go back there? Like,
well, I did almost die there, but it is my job.
Yeah. And I am late, so they are gonna ask him for free.
Maybe the cereal is stale.
Is that a cereal killing joke?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I lost interest halfway.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's
all right. Like how you finish the sentence.
Oh, yeah.
Shows
leave you hanging.
The least amount of dedication that I would require.
The cereal is Cheerios. So what's next? The cereal is...
Dude, there better not be any tricks when I show up.
Nice. Nice. Oh, I face planted. I got a bunch of fruity pebbles in my face. And in your pizza.
Oh my god.
I knew I shouldn't have left my Lucky Charms at home.
Just.
I wish I was more Cheerios when I came to work today, and that's so sad.
Just listen to this.
I should have checked his back history.
Just listen to this string of jokes later. Listen to why you got on it, and then listen to them. I think you'd be pleasantly surprised. They're terrible. It's like you guys don't even have a Shreddies of dignity.
Almond crunch.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Cereal. What are we talking about?
We're talking about fucking cereal now. Which is a very short two steps from porn and pizza. What's your favorite cereal as a kid?
I actually really liked Wheaties. No, is it Wheaties?
Shreddies?
No.
Nobody liked Wheaties.
Mini Wheats?
Wheaties is the one that always had the race car driver on, right? Yeah, I really liked Wheaties.
Did you? Okay.
Did you put sugar in it, or did you eat a plain?
No, man, straight up.
You're fucked.
Actually, no, people like Wheaties. Nobody likes shredded wheat. That's not good.
I like shredded wheat too.
Yeah, never eat shredded wheat.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you gotta sweeten it. Otherwise, it's a bowl of hay. Like, I don't know what's going on there. It's the news?
Yeah, you never eat shredded wheat.
There you go. What about you?
As a kid, Captain Crunch, man.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Why? Because my mouth is all fucking cut up and looks like shit?
No, just you have the constant sugar rush of someone who ate Captain Crunch for 10 years.
You make Captain Crunch and chocolate milk, man. If you want to talk about a childhood, there it is.
Captain Crunch and chocolate milk? Oh my god.
No, I ate the Captain Crunch with milk. They're gonna put your pancreas in a museum. Oh, I like pancreas too. So that's what my dad would
pancreas.
It's my favorite cereal. But my dad would make pancreas on the.
Almond Crunch was delicious though too. I really liked that growing up.
I don't think I had
Almond Crunch. I always liked it. Almond Crunch. Like I liked I was like adult cereals. I don't know why.
Vector was good.
Yeah, Vector was really good too. I used to do that.
It was expensive as shit.
Yeah. I can't actually point to, and this is why I brought it up. I can't actually point to like my favorite cereal as a kid. I just went with whatever. Was my mom tried all these fucking random cereals. The one that I remember having more than once is Cocoa Puffs. Mm. Or not Cocoa Puffs. Reese Puffs, the one that turned the milk disgusting.
Yes. Well, it turned it into chocolate milk.
No, Reese Puffs turned into peanut butter milk.
It said it turned it into chocolate milk.
Oh, the Reese ones. Oh, yeah.
It turned it into something.
Nesquik was good. It turned it into chocolate milk.
That's right. Mm. I liked Reese Puffs. They were okay.
I think Rice Krispies with a bit of sugar on top is like my go-to.
Love Cinnamon Toast Crunch was good, too.
Yes. You know what? There it is. Thank you for reminding me of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I like Rice Krispies in like a giant pot on the stove with marshmallows in it.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Remember Cookie Crisp, which was just not even cereal?
Just cookies. It was just cookies.
Yeah, cookies in a box. Little tiny cookies.
Yeah.
Here's your diabetes starter kit.
Do you want it with milk or do you want to dip it in milk separately?
Enjoy not making the soccer team.
Yeah.
Cookie Crisp.
Do you like not having feet? Here, have some Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, you don't see those kids on the commercials, do you? No, you see a perfectly happy cartoon thief dog.
I love Thief Dog.
Thief Dog. He's my favorite member of A Tribe Called Quest.
They call me Thief Dog.
You on point, Thief?
No doubt.
All the time, Count Chocula.
All the time, Chocs.
Count Chocula is a cereal I never had. You couldn't get it in New Brunswick.
Never had it either. You couldn't get it either.
Yeah. Same with like Booberry or whatever it was. Or
yeah. Frankenberry. And Booberry is a separate thing, actually, yeah.
They're both
horror-themed.
Horror-themed fruit synthesis synthetic cereals. Yeah.
Do you still eat cereal?
Yeah, every now and then. We will... I buy a lot of cashy. The cashy fucking, I don't know, colon cleanse crunch or whatever the fuck it's called.
Shits McGee cereal. I am Steve Shits McGee.
By the, it's too expensive to actually get more than, like, I honestly, a box of cashew that cost me $7 and it's like this.
Gets, it's like a single serving of.
It maybe gets two people 2 days worth of cereal. It's, like, it's not worth
it. Maybe gets two people drunk, like it's a fucking waste.
Whereas I could buy like a box of Cheerios for $5 that would feed like most of fucking Ireland. Alberta. Those jumbo.
Yeah.
You know, in case of flood, stack these in front of water boxes.
It says family size, but they mean like a family of 28 people for
a month. A family of 30 European migrant workers.
Did you just buy a TV? No, you bought a box of Cheerios. That's the size of the boxes.
Yeah, like I prefer, you know, for my dollar to get that, but the cashews, I don't know. Someone told me it was better for me. I can't justify my decision there.
Well, that's enough. Yeah. What else?
I get told to buy it. That's it. Marriage. She'll never listen to this.
Has she never?
Doesn't listen to podcasts.
She's a fucking loser.
Like, I don't even really eat breakfast.
My name's Joe, right?
You don't even really know?
I don't eat breakfast anymore.
You should.
It's really important.
It's the most important meal of the day, dude.
I have coffee.
Coffee is a good replacement.
If I have Chinese food in my fridge, I'll heat that up. Sometimes I'll have toast, but I never go through a full loaf of bread
before it goes rotten.
Yeah. So wait, you have Shanghai before noon?
Yep.
Edit out.
Won't
please even laugh.
It really gets him through rush hour.
Matthew, chill the fuck out. Because I want bacon and eggs, but I don't want to make bacon and eggs.
I would, if I had bacon in my fridge.
All friends make good bacon and eggs, and that's why I need a lady.
Bitch, make me meat!
At Matthew J. Winkler, please tweet me if you want to be my girlfriend and make me bacon and eggs. I'll give you a key to my
house. I will not reciprocate.
I don't understand what we're
what we're talking about right now.
We're selling me as a human being so girls can make me bacon and eggs and I don't need to do anything about it.
That's not a reason to be in a relationship.
That is it's not the a reason. Only which is the joke. Reason to be... Wait, what?
Have you actually said that you just want someone to make you bacon and eggs?
Yeah, and cuddle.
Why don't you just move back in with your parents?
Because my mom and my dad...
Mom won't cuddle anymore. She says it's weird.
You said the weird. Because I always wanted to do it out of the shower. I just said I'm too fresh.
My beard scratches your thighs.
Oh, fuck.
Too far?
There, yeah, like the farthest. You went too deep with that one.
Shutting down.
Dude, I don't blame you. I'd shut right the fuck down after that one, too.
Sleep mode.
Madden sleep mode. Madden cuddle mode.
Rub his thighs. Don't really. Why are you listening to me?
I don't know. Just wanted to see if those
Mama?
Jeans, see if those jeans records or not.
Yeah, they record a whole bunch of shit.
Not what I said.
Nope.
Not at all.
But so what about my mom? You fucking idiots.
You cuddle with her.
Not anymore. I like to give her hugs, but after that, I just stop.
It's important to have boundaries.
Mm. Well, yeah, because cuddling is a prerequisite to ficking. Which is going to be my next porno called Cuddling's a Prerequisite to Ficking. Three. I
my next porno is a movie title number three.
Yeah, and I skipped the first two. No one needs to see those. I just going straight to three.
You're a beta.
If there's anything I learned from trilogies, the third one is always the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Godfather 3, Lord of the Rings, Bedding of the Lava.
Return of the King. Return of the Jedi. Return
of the Lava.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Fifth. Which is weird because it's like number three, Revenge of the Fifth. It's like, is he traveling back in time? Back to the Future 3, Cowboys in Danger.
Last Crusade was the best. Have we had this conversation before? Or I feel it is. I think I did.
You know, Raiders is the best.
You think Raiders is the best?
Dark Knight Rises.
You
know, Raiders is the best. Never mind. Hmm? Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, it's really good.
This is the best one.
This is the best movie.
This is the best Batman movie. Wrong movie I'm in.
Christopher Nolan's crew is ruined now.
I like to pretend that Bane knows it's a movie and that Batman doesn't want to be in it. Seriously, watch it again and like with that kind of state of mind. So much better because he's just basically like just kicking the shit out of Batman trying to get his fucking like film career back going.
It's Bane overacting and Batman going don't like this.
He just literally carries him through a fight scene at one point.
This isn't a car.
He said action, why aren't you fighting back?
Like, and then after Batman can't be in the movie anymore, like Bane just like goes to the bank, like he runs for mayor. Like, I think that's what happens, right?
Yeah, probably.
What's that movie about?
I actually avoided... Yeah, I avoided every trailer for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because my hopes were legitimately high because of Dark Knight. And I remember just that first scene. And the voice comes in and is like, what kind of man? Or whatever the fuck he says. And I was like...
Perhaps he's wondering why you would shoot a man
why you would shoot before you threw him out of a plane. And I was like, that's the voice, eh? All right.
The voice didn't bother me. It was a long movie. It was the stereo recording.
Yeah, it was like non-diegetic. Like it was, yeah, it was like, outside like, the mix.
It's weird. Obviously, it's ADR. I mean, you're not going to get fucking
any
boom mic recording on that. But it's like, at no point did they ever try to put it in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's just always in your ears, like...
Yeah.
It's like, again, what makes my theory better is that Bane's dialogue is just director's commentary.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch Dark Knight Rises again now. That's really great.
It's the only way to enjoy that movie.
Did you see Phone Booth?
Yeah.
Same reason I hate a phone booth. Because the second he talks to him, it's like stereo, like outside the scene, hard mix. Like it doesn't make sense. It's not in the world.
Because it would be a mono sound.
It would just be like, but like, you're talking to a guy on the phone who's...
Also, full bandwidth.
No. What are you, what? What are you talking about? Full bandwidth?
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get full, like, bandwidth of, like, sound with, like, a telephone, especially, like, a payphone. And also, it's not going to come in both ears. It's going to come in one. So it should have always been coming in whatever
the left
side
ear.
Of the speaker, right? Because, like, I mean, unless it's some new kind of stereo phone, but I don't think it is because it looks like an old payphone to me.
Yeah, but the film wasn't shot in first person. Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, but if the sound's coming in like that, like it's supposed to be in his ear, which is the only reason why it would sound that way, mm-hmm. it should only be coming out of one speaker.
But it takes you out of the movie.
Technically, it's mono. It's, yeah, if you think about it, I guess it is mono because it's mono summed over two speakers. But
yeah,
it should have always been... completely shifted to the left. That would have been such a fucking funny move.
A really hilarious choice. But if they just made it, you can make it mono summed in two speakers. Just
well, mono is the same thing coming out of two speakers.
Okay, but then
or one speaker.
Put it through a phone.
Or four. Or three.
Put it through a phone filter.
Pick a number.
Make it sound like it's on a fucking phone.
That many.
You know what? I don't agree with you because I think if Colin had his full band with him, he would have got that scenario a lot quicker. It would have been a short film.
You're right.
I kind of phoned that theory in. I didn't put any thought
into it. Well, you make the call, right? So.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Oh, God.
When in Bruges.
There it is.
There we go. End of that one.
That's as good as that bit will get.
Why I feel this way about my love? What I must do? You could only see how blue her eyes can be when she says, "I miss you, Rebecca." When she says she loves me.
Who's Rebecca?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Rebecca sounds like a 90s name.
Rebecca was a girl in high school. She was the most attractive girl in high school.
She was,
Rebecca McKillop, man. She was on...
She was the hottest woman on Full House.
She's gorgeous. Rebecca Romaine...
No, I'm referring to...
Jody...
John Stamos' fictional wife. Aunt Becky. Oh, best second woman on that show.
She was.
Yeah. Joey was hot.
You said Joey was hot?
Mm. I liked her. She had pretty hair.
Yeah.
And,
cut it out.
I just should shoot the puppets. Never thought that would be a turnoff for me.
Oh, you got it, dude.
When you're lost out there in your own life's coming, carry you home. Everywhere you look. He also did Family Matters and Step by Step, and they all sound like the same song.
Yeah, Family Matters was a good one. What was that one?
It was, Whatever Happened to...
Nope, that's close.
Is it?
Yep.
It's, was it?
You read it in the newspaper. No. Yeah, it's the same one.
Is it?
That's Full House.
Fucking, how many fucking hooks were in that?
Right? Dude, every line. Dude. I know what I played on good tone. To you.
Okay, wait.
That's Full House.
Then what's Family Matters?
Let's work backwards.
Shit. Wait, no, we can do this.
Family Matters. I'm picturing the kid getting hit in the face with a basketball, shakes it off, smiles at the camera.
Wait.
Do it again?
No, do the first one. That one was terrible. I had it. Shit. I had it.
No, we can fucking do this. It's not whatever happened.
Bueno. That's not it.
Sorry.
Focus. We can, wait.
They don't say Family Matters in the theme. Days go by. It's a bit of love with a family. Sugar to bop bop pounds as you get to do
that. But do wait, how does it start? Days go by, okay.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love tradition. The grandest album, some people say, is even harder to find. But there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. It's all I see. It's a tower of dreams. Real love busting out every scene. Days go by. It's a bigger love with a family. Sugar da ba ba ba, so dig it to beautiful, 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 beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful,
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. We'll smother the blues with tenderness. Days go by. There's room for you, room for me, for gentle hearts and opportunity. As days go by, it's the bigger love of the family.